Welcome home, my love. I'm so happy to see you. I've missed you dearly. Now, why is it that you always seem to have a look of awe whenever you enter my glade? Are you still not used to my form? If not my form, then what is bothering you? My beauty. Thank you for the compliment, but I simply cannot see what you find so special about me. Oh, don't proceed to list every detail about me. Where I'm from, a black-haired, black-furred deer is seen as a bad omen. And while you may have an appreciation for my dainty hooves and cute little tail, my form is actually seen as frail. My male counterparts would prefer a sturdier mate. But I thank you, love. Since our meeting, I have felt ever more radiant with each cycle of the Mother Moon. For so long, I've felt nothing but cold and loneliness out here in the forest. But you give me reason to live. And I know that though there may be times when we have to be apart, you'll always come back for me. Come. You must be weary from your travels. Have a drink. The cool, sweet water from my glade has healing properties. Sit with me and rest your head on my ample bosom. Listen to the melody from the birds atop the trees. The trickle of water streaming calmly into the pond. Let my soft voice soothe your thoughts as Mother Moon dances high above and radiates a healing glow over us, her children. Let the crisp, clean air flow through you. Fill you up with good thoughts and intent. And when you exhale, let it take with it all the negativity trapped within. Close your eyes and let it all wash over you. This feels nostalgic, doesn't it? This is where I brought you when we first met and I nurtured you back to health. You'd been unconscious for days, but when you finally awoke, do you remember what you said? Just a single word that changed my world forever. Beautiful. I was shocked to hear your voice. I'd begun to doubt my healing abilities and had almost given up hope for you. But then you opened your wondrous eyes and said that one word. And my heart soared. I wonder if that was how Mother Moon feels, so high up in her sky throne. Do you not remember this? That's quite all right. I don't think you were quite fully lucid at the time, but I'll never forget that moment. I cherish it. I cherish you. You who finds me beautiful, though our forms are so different. Do you remember what happened when you realized just how different we were? When you noticed my bottom half? Your reaction was interesting, to say the least. You tried to stand up and dash away, but You quickly fell, since your wound had not fully healed yet. No, my love, of course I didn't take offense to this. You have to remember that before I met you, I never saw myself as appealing or pleasing to the eye in any way. So for you to look upon me with terror in your eyes, well, I thought it was only natural. But then, your terror quickly morphed into curiosity. You allowed me to help you and treat your wounds as I'd been doing when you were asleep. And when I told you about myself, the curiosity in your eyes evolved into amazement. It was as if you couldn't believe your eyes. You said... Now, what was it you said? You said you looked up at me with eyes wide in wonderment and exclaimed, "You're dear, but you're human? You're a dryad. A miracle." I had heard the word dryad before. Humans use it to refer to creatures of the forest, but as a servitor, I never thought in my wildest dreams my first encounter with a human would have him calling me a miracle. Perhaps a freak of nature or a demon from your nightmares would have been more in line with my expectations. It all seems so far in the distant past now. I digress. The most important part is what lies ahead. Our future. Do you remember what I told you when last you visited? It's mating season. I must confess, this entire interaction, I've struggled to keep my composure. However, the truth is, I had been anticipating your return for a much deeper reason. The past few days, I've found my glance being drawn to the glade's entrance with increasing frequency, hoping, yearning, for you to return, and fuck me. You were the one that taught me the word in the first place, and then you showed me what it meant, and now I find myself thinking about it more than I care to admit. This is all so foreign to me. Before this, I did not know the cavernous yearning that accompanies being in love. I knew of loneliness and the yearning that follows that feeling, but this feels different. It's warm and inviting and not entirely unpleasant, because I always know that you'll return. I know you'll come home to me. Here, put your head against my chest. Can you feel how fast my heart is beating? It beats for you. I hope you don't get the wrong idea that just because it's mating season, I would go and find some random male to mate with because my body is riddled with lust. Before you, I had never lain with a male of any race, but now I can barely contain myself. I feel flushed just talking about it. I understand if you do not want this. You do? Darling. Are you sure? As if I'm about to burst with happiness. I am absolutely elated. Then, would you do me the honor, my love? Would you be my maid? Of course. I've never been more certain in my life. I want to be with you. I don't want to wait another moment more. I am more ready than I will ever be. And it would seem so are you. Let me lay on the grass and you can get behind me. My legs are trembling with excitement. Hold me, so that I may still my shivers. It feels so good when you hold me like that. Please, please, put your dick inside me. I feel you rubbing it against me. Can't you see how wet I am? Can't you feel it? I need this. I need you. Please, my love. Put it in. Like a missing piece inside me has just finally clicked into place. Like I'd been waiting for you my whole life, and now you're finally where you belong. Now, please, fuck me. So good inside me, darling. I love it. I love it. Oh, this is bliss. I feel my pussy clenching around you. Can you feel it too? Can you feel how much my pussy is begging for you to take her? Yes. Do it. Do it. Take me. Take me, my love. Hold nothing back. Show me the beast inside you. Moan for me. Buck for me. Fuck. 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 Yeah. Just like that. Slam your cock into me. And tug on my cute little tail. That feels so good. Yes, my love. I'm yours. I'm only yours. Forever. I want you to breed me. I want us to be a family. Grab my hands and mark me as yours. I want you to drown my pussy with your cum. Breed me, my love. Fill me with your last much longer. Are you gonna come? Yes, come with me. Come, come, come. Come in your dear and claim her. Claim me. I want it. Show me just how much you want it to. Please, please, please. No, please, please, please. I'm coming. Look, I'm coming, I'm coming. Come with me, please. Inside, please. Give it to me, give it to me. Give me every last fucking drop. Every last fucking drop. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Servitor meant that I would be the only one with animalistic tendencies, but I was wrong. You have a rather beastly side to you as well. Come. Come here and let me hold you. Will you pet me like you did last time? Thank you. Your hands are so nice and warm. Though I am the guardian of this glade, you somehow make me feel so safe. You're amazing. And I love you so much. Will you stay here with me? Be a family with me and raise our children together? You will? Mother Moon, you make me so happy. But are you certain? I don't want you to feel as if you were forced to stay. I am very capable of raising our children on my own. For the most part. This is what you want? I am what you want. That makes me so unbelievably happy that you feel the same way. I suppose you have had a lot of time to consider it since last you were here. Oh, you have no idea how relieved I feel. For many years, I lived in solace, guarding this glade. Never in my wildest dreams did it ever occur to me that I would eventually mate with a human. But I suppose you're my miracle. I love you, my beautiful mate.